Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Rescue crews continue to search for one of two construction workers who fell off a boat after it struck a barge yesterday at a Georgia port on the Savannah River. One of the workers made it back to the boat. The other remains missing. U.S. Coast Guard crews have helped deploy rescue boats and helicopters in the search overnight into today. Petty Officer First Class Luke Clayton says their mission hasn't changed since arriving on the scene of the accident.
We're still going to continue to search until told otherwise.
The Coast Guard is partnering with local and state agencies in the search for this worker. The city of Atlanta will place new markers at some of its most prominent Confederate memorials. The four monuments will receive contextual panels denoting the South's racist history, including a 1911 peace monument commemorating post-Civil War reconciliation at Piedmont Park. Georgia is among several other former Confederate states that bar the removal of such monuments. The first of the markers could be installed as early as tomorrow. In Columbus, police are investigating the vandalism of a synagogue. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
Video cameras at Temple Israel in Columbus caught two masked men putting up posters saying things like "Reclaim America" and "Better Dead Than Red," an echo of 50s Red Scare-era anti-Semitism. The posters originated with the Patriot Front, which the Southern Poverty Law Center calls a hate group. Temple Israel Rabbi Beth Schwartz spoke to the Columbus Ledger-Inquirer about the vandalism.
If it can happen in a community like Columbus, where we are a great success story, not only as Jews, but as Americans, that's a shock. That should be a shock to everyone.
Similar stickers and posters have been found recently in cities across the country. Local police are increasing watches at Temple Israel, which was chartered in 1859. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.